You're listening to highlights of the Creative Process and One Planet Podcast's interview with director Barbara Miller on making the film Wisdom of Happiness with the Dalai Lama. This podcast is supported by the Jan Michalski Foundation.
Everybody wants happiness, joyfulness, peaceful world. Our 21st century will not be easy century. Fear, anger, hatred. In our mind, we created distinctions. Different nationality, different color, different religion. Strong concept of we and they. Brothers and sisters of this small planet. We are same human beings. Meanwhile, global warming is a serious problem. Destruction of this planet is actually destruction of yourself. Our common responsibility should be work together to save our world. We all have this marvelous human brain. The problem is when negative emotions develop, our whole mind is taken over. So we must deal with emotions. I can change my mind. I can reduce anger, hatred. Nothing to do with religion. All religions carry the message of love, loving kindness, and tolerance. With different views, there is a possibility to synthesize new ideas. If majority of the world leaders become female, world become safer. I feel that. Compassion is the key factor. Non-violence, compassion, and self-confidence. These are key factors for happy individual, happy community, peaceful world. This century should be century of compassion, century of peace, no more bloodshed. Now time come, we should develop big we rather than we at day. With these wings, you can fly.
Maybe I can mention what the Dalai Lama says in Wisdom of Happiness. He says it's so important that you start with loving yourself. And he says, I love myself, but not in a cherishing or egoistic way, but feeling the love towards oneself gives you the possibility to share love and feel love towards everyone else. And I think this is such a deep truth, because the Dalai Lama was so shocked when he learned that people in the West, they don't just love themselves, that often they're full of doubts and having all this concept, I should be different, that I can be lovable. And he really was shocked to learn that, because this is not a part of the Tibetan culture.
Yeah, that's a really, really big and difficult question. And I think really the Dalai Lama reminds us of all these aspects. I mean, that in the end, we are all equal. In the end, we are, human beings. And we need community, need Mother Nature. I mean, we can't survive without having this planet healthy. We're so often taken away from these really basic ideas and from this truth, with thinking that we need a lot of materialism and that we need a lot of success, forgetting these things. Why? I'm not so sure. Maybe because there's a huge pressure in society. Maybe because we often learn the wrong messages, be it in school, be it in the childhood, be it in a society. And it's so important that we remember who we really are and what we need. And I think hearing the knowledge of the Dalai Lama in Wisdom of Happiness can really help us to reconnect to these things which are so important for each and every one of us. We had like a rough cut of the movie, and a secretary of the Dalai Lama who saw the rough cut and thought like this could be something that Richard Gere could be interested. We had the chance to go to New York and show Richard and his wife Alejandra and Denise Tenshin Gyatso of the Dalai Lama the rough cut. And Alejandra, the wife of Richard Gere, was really in tears, and also Richard Gere was really moved. The movie then was 72 minutes, and he said, let's use the 90 minutes you have for a documentary And I really would love to share my knowledge and the things I know which are important for the Dalai Lama and which I have also experienced with the Dalai Lama to be in this film. And yeah, this was incredible that we would never have thought that Richard would feel like working with us to do this film. And we then set up a suite in New York and we really worked hard 2 months together going through the archival material. And the aspect you said before, you know, to having the Dalai Lama really seen as a little child that had to learn how to be the Dalai Lama and that it sometimes was really hard to learn all these things and understand all these things because when he was a kid, he just wanted to play. These aspects for Richard were so important that we have them in the film. And I think it's really great to see this human being who struggled also. I mean, he lost everything. He lost his country. He lost the whole world where he was living in. And seeing that the biography he has was difficult, but still he's so full of love. And he always says, I would never hate someone. I don't have negative feelings against people who made my life difficult. I mean, I think this is really a huge learning for all of us. To see how it's possible to overcome difficulties, how it's possible to overcome sorrows and difficult things. The aspect you mentioned before, that his mother was so important in this way he went through in this path, he always says, yeah, my mother was the first guru of compassion. This is really where he learned to be this compassionate human being. And this is really wonderful to see and experience. Also, the Dalai Lama says, it all starts with the education. I mean, of course, it starts with your parents, but then soon you're getting into education system. And it's so important to learn these things to give you this feeling of I can learn how to handle, for example, my emotions. I mean, the film talks a lot about how to handle negative emotions like fear or anger or even hatred and how you can really transform these feelings which are bothering yourself, maybe which are difficult to work with, how you can really find ways to transform them. We already developed school material because we think this is so important that children and young adults have access to this knowledge. And there is already this material for schools and we are working really closely with education programs because, of course, this is where it all starts. And we have seen also, I have worked with several classes. We have shown the film now, for example, in Switzerland to over 100 school classes. And seeing how it changes for these young people, the feeling of, okay, I mean, it's not that we don't have a future. It's not that we are helpless. No, it's that we can also be part of a change and we can change our inner feelings and overcome our fears and find solutions. But I think what you said, the Dalai Lama always says, you shouldn't just have the feeling everything should be fine and there is no suffering and there's this negative feeling don't exist. The question is only how you can deal with them and how you can live with them in a way that they are not hurting you, but that you can transform them in something positive, in something active. Yeah, I think if you refer to AI as all this noise we have, I think it's extremely difficult to stay focused and to feel ourselves and to really also feel the other. And I think we should focus on how can we reconnect with ourselves and how can we reconnect with the people around us. And maybe, you know, at the moment there's this hype of AI and all these things coming into our mind and reality and having all the time the smartphones and everything. But in the end, it's just search for happiness, I think, in a way, of not feeling lonely, not feeling all these fears. And as we all know, that's not the way how we can find happiness or how we can find fulfillment in life. And talking about AI in the sense of, I mean, the technical AI, I think it's a technique and we have to learn, like we learned to navigate in the internet, how we learned to use the telephone, how we learned to drive cars. I think we have to learn how we can deal with AI. Working in the field of cinema, AI is omnipresent, as our work always has to do with human creativity, but with a lot of technique. So I think in our field, we have a huge responsibility to stay the truth and not using fake. Using AI in cinemas is so easy. You can create human beings, you can create voices, you can create images that didn't exist before. So I think we have a huge responsibility as filmmakers to, if we use AI, to declare it and say, wow, look, this is artificial, this is not human. And to find the right balance in between technique and creativity. And I think we're just starting. But I'm the president of the Directors and Screenwriters Guild of Switzerland. And yeah, we're working really on a concept how we can deal in a responsible way with all these challenges and, let's also say, seductions of AI, and deal with it in a responsible way. My last documentary was hashtag Female Pleasure. Five women from the five world cultures, world religion, are talking about what it means to be a woman, what it means to have a female body, what it means to grow up in societies. We really found out with this movie also that it's totally a global phenomenon. It doesn't matter in which religion, which culture, in which continent you're growing up. And there's so much blame on female sexuality. There's so much blame on the female body for being sinful, being less valuable. And I think, of course, there are differences on how strong these feelings are. But I think we all have to realize and really change this aspect that the female body or the female voices aren't as valuable as the men. And I think it's really imprinted since thousands of years in our societies worldwide. Yeah, realizing that ancient idea of women being less valuable and the female body being less valuable is so imprinted still all over the world, in our societies, also in our modern societies. And we really, really have to change that. Having these five women talking about this topic from really different religions, different angles, was such a strong impact to see that all over the world, women are rising up and saying, no, stop, we have to change it. And it will not only help women, it will also help men. And I think this is really an important message. I really would love young people to be aware how beautiful our planet is, what a gift it is to be born on this earth, and how important it is to work together to preserve nature, to preserve our different ways of living, to find ways how we can live in peace and how we can really see each other as just human beings without preconcept, without ideas how we should be or how nature should be, or how we can make as much money as possible. The real value and the real goal lies within ourselves and with being together with other human beings. And I really would love young people to feel that and to get active in this way and get active together with a lot of other people. As the Dalai Lama says, it starts with one person, then 10, then 100, 100,000, and that's how we also manage to build a positive, beautiful future together on this planet.
We hope you've enjoyed this program and listening to the highlights of this podcast. If you'd like to get involved in One Planet Podcast or learn more about environmental projects, click on the subscribe button. Thank you for listening.